Everybody step, but we let it go. Come on, you know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's uh-huh. So some love will be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Uh-huh. Cause I've been sitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fuck it with my art, you be ducking, dodging my dog. Oh. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Peace up to the riders, cocaine suppliers. Yeah. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in the C-class, tags like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my side. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. When I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. You smell that? Didn't want any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, no craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clackin', how we be fine. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. Getting better every time. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weight, but your jaw's still weak. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black dope, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
Y'all, this is your Miss Kicker. You're tuning in to be always to the airwaves. Tuning in on the be always. Appreciate you watching. You're on the name. Let's get this show started. So, scrolling through time, I come across video by someone followed by Auntie Wiggs. And she's duetting two people. So, the NFL is going to have the deal for Israel, I think, tomorrow's game, tonight's game, or to kneel, take a knee for Israel. If we had an issue with Kaepernick taking a knee, and that's why he's not playing football. But you gonna let players take it for Israel? Like, this is back. This is so to me that they would do this. And if any player, unless you're Jewish, then I see you standing in the country and taking. But if you take a knee for Israel, when Kaepernick took a knee for injustice and he's no longer in the league. Y'all take a fucking knee for Israel? What kind of shit is that? Still watch football, though, but this is not going to stop me watching football, but it is good. It is having me get the NFL the side eye. You know, one of my favorite, my top favorite sports. So, even if, you know, you're like, nah, I'm not going to watch it because of this, you wind up, because somebody's going to watch it. And you're going to wind up sitting watching it with them. But, yeah, the NFL and the players take a knee for Israel. Because what's going on between Israel. It has nothing to do with us. Stay out of foreign affairs. Unless a player is Jewish from Israel, then I understand them taking which, as the NFL, making these players take a knee for something that has nothing to do with them. You wouldn't let them take a knee when it was about fighting for equality and justice was going on in America. You wouldn't let them take a knee, but you wouldn't let them take a knee for you? That's some bullshit. I know you only don't hear me when I talk. Don't hear me play. Not when I'm pissed. But I'm a little pissed with this out. I'm a little pissed about this with this out. And you're okay with side. So the NFL is okay with side. Because innocent people killed, children killed because they're trying to fire back at Hamas. And they just shot in Gaza, not killing innocent people. And they don't care. And Jewish people are like mad at the black people standing with them. You kill innocent people. Why the hell would I want to stand and support when you killing innocent people? Because Hamas was, you've heard Hamas is in Gaza, so to try to get Hamas, you just shot people into Gaza. Killing innocent, you don't care. No, I stand with Palestine. I don't. This is, you know, stuff like this. When I'm getting to worldly affairs. Yeah, I may report on it. That's what's in the news. Want to report on it, but I don't get into politics. I don't get into worldly affairs. I really know nothing about because shit like this happens where NFL is doing dumb shit. I won't say dumb. Well, yeah, I'm doing dumb shit because you got the players kneeling for real, but they kneel when Kyle and Kaepernick was. Yeah, y'all in my NFL for it. But now you it's okay to do it, but for you, you know, the NFL is crazy. NFL is crazy. So, yeah, I don't want to talk about this because it might piss me off more. Tonight on Citizen Road, I talked about Thug and his construction company building affordable homes out in Houston. And I also talked about, because in that same article, I talked about Kelly Orton and Beyonce building housing for the homeless, and the homeless rate has dropped in Houston because of it. The homeless rate in Houston because of it. And I appreciate what these artists have done and are doing. It feels like if New York can do the same thing, it would, the homeless rate would drop down in New York. Because everywhere you turn in New York, there's a homeless person. If you're in the train, the person's riding the train, they're laying out, maybe laying outside of the station, And then, you know, when the transit police come, they kick them out. It can be 20 below out there, and the train station, the only place they can go at the moment to get some rest and warm themselves up. And when the transit come, they kick out. Then the shelters, they go to the shelters. The shelters are full. The beds are full. And if they do space, you gotta be careful. You see on the TV shows how they depict the shelters, where if they have space, you gotta track a yellow box of people staying there. And it's like we're in the same boat. We are in the same boat. I don't have anything worth stealing. We both in the same boat. We're in the same place. We're at a shelter. Why are you stealing from the people in the shelter? You understand what I'm saying? That don't make no sense to me. That you down and out for the shelter to have somewhere to stay at night. But you stealing from the people in the damn shelter. For whatever the money they have, stealing from them, and you're both in the same boat. Yeah. I'm like, that's a good thing, and if they could do that, build housing for the homeless, the homeless rate would drop down in New York. Because, there's a lot of, I would say, a lot of have abandoned buildings that they're not doing anything with. They can convert those buildings into housing for the homeless. They can do that. They just don't want to do it. I don't know how we the richest country, out of all the countries, we the richest country, but we have the most problems. We the richest country with the most problems. Because in some cases, you will get fined for feeding the homeless. In some states, you will get fined. But I think years ago, I shared a story. A woman was feeding the homeless, and she got in trouble for it. Mm-hmm. And they made her pay a fine against the law in that state. If she would have did it, does it again, she can go to jail. To be in there, see myself in jail, and you know they're going to ask you what you're in jail for. They're going to ask you what you're in jail for. You tell them. I'm like, in jail for the homeless? That don't make any sense. It's bad enough we have a homelessness problem that no one's doing anything about. Now I'm going to go to jail because I'm giving them. I'm giving them clothes to wear. So I'm going to have to have my record. That I was in jail because I was feeding the homeless. That don't make no sense. Yeah, I don't make any kind of sense. So, right, come on. So, as I was when I first started with the first story about scrolling the TikTok, and you know, when I'm about to find about the NFL and the Neil Israel. Also, while scrolling through TikTok, I don't know the full story, but I guess a nurse put out a post. It was a nurse footage, and someone responded to the post, and didn't like what she said. So I guess she responded to them in a video, and then I guess they didn't like what the nurse said, given. So they didn't like what was going, like she got on girl, okay, the girl I was saying something, because I saw the video of the girl saying something, and it said the girl said, okay. And I think okay is a good patient. Wawa, says where she so I was just kind of climbing off of where she worked, and so if you don't like it, and it wound up getting the who's the nurse, wound up getting her from her job, and the reason why I'm talking about this, even though I don't know the full story. Is because, and the person I was watching was like, I don't care. This person giving their opinion, you got them. You don't know what they were saying. You got them fired from the job. Because the girl in the video said, I hope she's able to find another job, but not have fired. But unless, I want to say, if the company you work at doesn't have a social media policy, post on, they cannot fire you for what you post on social media. They cannot. But they do not have a social media policy. Your job, they cannot fire you because of what's going on, because of what you post or what you say on social media. They have to have a legit reason why they're firing you. But the woman in the video said the girl was there, she got fired from her job for giving. You know, she said, I might not like what she's saying, but TikTok, when you get into it on TikTok, you was the one in the wrong. They will go after you. Because if they don't like you, they'll go after you. They'll dox you, put your address there, call your job. Like this lady, of course, I would get you fired. But my thing is this. I don't know when this situation happened. I just got fired. I don't know when this happened. But as a business owner, you're getting started with phone calls, talking to one of your employees, And it has to be social media, what they say on social media, whatever. You have to evaluate the situation. You can't just immediately up fire that worker. You have to evaluate the situation. Is what this worker said on this, on the social media, affect my business as a business owner? What employees said, would it affect my business? She said not. I don't think what she said affects your business one. And if you fired her without knowing, if you fired her on the spot because you was bothered with calls, by fire will make the call stop, then you're feeding to like you as a business owner, boss, supervisor, whatever you are at the job, you have to evaluate. You have to go check out what these people are talking about. And see if what she said is worth her getting fired. If not, it's not worth her getting fired. You can be sued for firing her. You companies gotta understand, yes. Like, if she wasn't racist towards nobody or nothing, she wasn't, you know, doing nothing that violates the policy. Let's just say she wasn't doing nothing. That if she was anything that violates the policy, you should not fire her. Because now she can sue. She can sue you. See, this is the thing with you businesses. You don't want to open yourself to a lawsuit. So you just all willy-nilly decide, oh, I just fired this person. You gotta make sure you know all of what's going on before you go firing, because if she gets a lawyer, say you fired me unfairly, go through the reason why you was. Now, if the policy of that while at work, you're not allowed to be on social media, either live or just on social media, on your phone while I work, then she violated that policy. No phones, no, out of there, your phone work. If she violated that, that would this person up not firing them. Even though it's the policy to you can't get the phone, but still, then you write them up. If they do it multiple times, is when at the point you when they do it three times, to the point you have to, and then you find them. Because you don't want to open yourself up for some people who fired workers without knowing the fact, you know, they open themselves up to a lawsuit, and if the employee wins, especially if you're a small business, if the employee wins, the employee might bankrupt you. They're not going to give them that, whatever amount they have, I give them exact amount what they asked for. But if you are a small business just starting out and you're not making money, like you got money to pay your employees, but it's not no real, you know, you don't have no millions to, you know, like if you ever get sued, you don't have money. And because you, okay, they can sue, and if they win, you can go under. Your business can go under because you have whatever the amount the judge tells you you have to pay them. And then once you pay them, you it might send you under. And, you know, there are companies making money, but they're not making them quick. You know, it's not coming quickly. You know, it's not coming in quickly. Yeah. They got this lady from all opinion. Both women going back for they either, I don't know about both women giving their opinion or whatever. But y'all taking social media too seriously. It's not like the woman scammed you out of money or anything. It didn't need to go that far to win a woman's job. It's just social media. Because, and what's crazy is, a lot of things happen on social media, and then has passed, and people forgot about it. It's like a week or two goes by and you forget about it. I just hope that young lady can find herself another job. Because you gotta understand, she's a nurse. You understand? I think it said she'll be a nurse practitioner. It's ridiculous what people do. Like I said, they dox people, you know, give out their address. And my thing is, you can't be mad at someone who's giving their opinion. You may not like opinion, but you can't be mad at somebody from giving their opinion and take it to the... And you get mad to the point you get them fired from their job because you don't like what they say. To me, that's crazy. See, I'm my own boss. So if I tell people don't like and they try to get fired, get me fired from where? My own company? I wish somebody would call me and say, oh, they're calling because so-and-so said something that works for you. Okay. I'm like, oh. So-and-so was stating their opinion. You didn't like it. Now you're calling me. Tell me what they said. I need to fire them. I can't fire who owns the phone. That makes sense. It makes sense. When these white women call the cops for black people for no reason, and then, or they might use might say a N-word or say something racist, call them and then some people said find out which, well, see that I see you. Calling the person's job, let them know that race is working for them. But you gotta let them know because the black people at that office. I work at that office and I don't work with no racist. Yeah. Crazy. And if you doxing is where they take your home address, telephone number, and it put out there. So if you ever been dot, so you may have been, and you got strangers calling you, saying things to you, or yeah, you know, people's crazy. Yeah, people are crazy. But I'm saying, this is my, you cannot get mad at this. You don't like what they say. You can't get mad at a person for giving their opinion. You don't have to agree with their opinion. What do you think yourself mad for? And that lady said in that video, karma's gonna come for those who called this job fired. Because it didn't do nothing to you. If anybody should have got the first lady who she was talking about that worked at UK, the person that should have got fired, not the rest of y'all, because she wasn't talking to you. Wasn't talking about you, wasn't talking to you. One thing I like it when people insert themselves in other people's business. I don't like that. I do not like it. Especially if someone shares their story and then somebody wants to jump in and give their strength. I'm just sharing my story. There are people out there who probably can relate to the story. And you know, stuff like that. It's crazy. Media is crazy, I tell you. And another story, what was it, yesterday, the day before, where lady was Trump owned not my, it's a knockoff of the, I think, golf. I think Trump owned, this was years ago, Trump owned another golf course, and something happened to, you know, Trump owns it, but, you know, something happened at the golf course, this young lady, and and some other people. And the girl was Trump's lawyer, you know, coerced the other victim. Well, I think it was sexual assault, I'm not sure. But the girl was Trump's lawyer. Now Trump's, no. At the time, she was Trump's lawyer. But she got some of the victims to sign NDAs so they wouldn't talk to them. And one girl, she tried to get to sign NDAs. She said no. The lawyer coerced her to sign an NDA. I think she said she wasn't a Philly, she wasn't a lawyer. And she was unethical. This lawyer, this female lawyer was unethical. And then the girl was like, nope, not signing no NDA. She should be barred. And I hope she be barred because you coerce people into signing an NDA. Because I think supposed to, they were supposed to get money, and this boy never followed through with what she said she was going to do after he was signed an NDA. Yep. It was like, she just bought it. But because she white, she may not. If she was black, she'd be just barred in a heartbeat. Yeah. The line that, look this up, what I'm about to share with y'all. This side of the picture. I watched that show on so long, I didn't even know it was still on. But on TikTok, you know, they were posting videos. So the reporter goes, right, to these different restaurants, right, because, you know, says, okay, because the only thing they say, I want her to be a lobster. And the reporter went to the restaurant. Oh, excuse me, y'all. She went to the restaurant. She would eat the food, save some of it to have a test. Just like with us, we do DNA testing. Like, to see if this person's related to us or whatever. You know, DNA. So they do that with the food to make sure you're eating what it says in the menu. So, she went to a different restaurant. She went to restaurants that have lobster on the menu. Right? She went to one restaurant and got the lobster bisque, which created lobster bisque. Is a favorite of mine. She went there. She ate soup. She got the meat tested. Coming out, it was not even lobster. It was langoustine. Langoustine looks just like lobster, but it's not a lobster. And they were using the langoustine meat and a little bit of lobster meat to make the damn soup. Lobster soup when you think in lobster. Yep. Then only one spot she went to that really did have lobster. There was a spot because she went like all over the, she went in restaurant in New York, in California, and had this, and it was not 100%. And then when she after she got tested, she would go to the restaurant. She was at, tell them that it's not your menu, 100% live, it's not 100%. So one restaurant, she went back. So not only did it not. It had lobster in it, but it also had pollock and whiting fish as a meat. As the meat. Here you think you getting lobster. Another one where they say it's a scallop and find out people want to be getting scallops. I didn't tell you what it really was, scallops. Just like with the lobster. And another one they did is with ham. Another one to see if was getting that and lamb. Come to find out, one place she went to the restaurant she went to, right? It's a food cart, not a food truck, but a food cart. And I think it's in New York City. And you know, like you do the halal guy, and the gyro. Well, on their menu, it's 100% ham. She said, I heard from y'all, you know, before, and the she said my order was beef and chicken. It shall be chicken, and it was supposed to be lamb. The guy in the food cart said the food cart made a mistake. I gave you the wrong food. How would you make a mistake? I can see it crowded. The cart is that it's crowded at the cart and they bombarded with orders. Then making the mistake. It was people there, but you know, it was people there, but I don't think it was that many people there to the point I can't remember she ordered him and not. Yep. They just said, oh, we just made it. You might have made a mistake and just get the wrong order. As a food truck, you are not trying to mess with nobody. You're not trying to mess with food sales. I think they made the mistake, probably gave her the wrong food. It's trying to save face. Because of the stuff that they're doing, they're same face. Restaurant that she running the restaurant. That was, you know, the food. But the restaurant she told that it wasn't 100%. Like I said, on the menu. She was like, oh, beef was in it. I think they do meatballs like that. And she was like, there was beef in it. And the guy was like, I don't know, not a manager, but the, oh, gosh. I'm trying to think, like, his position is like, when you live, he's the person that finds you a seat to be able to sit down. But, I don't know if he was the owner or not, but I said what he was. The restaurant, but she told him it was not 100% lamb and keeping it. He kept saying to her, no, ain't no beef in there, it's lamb. He arguing with the boy. She telling him, no, it had beef in it, it's not lamb, it was all the way lamb, it had beef in it. Because you these restaurants think you get exactly what it says on the meat, and it's not. The meat is exactly not what it's supposed to be. And so I did another story, a different reporter, story where if you order Uber Eats, order may not be coming from the restaurant you order from, that they're using ghost kitchens, so the Caleb was like, okay. He ordered sandwich from Mike. He got the sandwich. He's like, well, let me go to the address. It says the sandwich. Things that looked in the window. There was one sign that said Jersey Mike on the front window. But when you look at that sign, says kitchen. I think it was either Kitchen United or Kitchen Unlimited. Something with you. And so you spending your hard earned money, get you something to eat from a ghost kitchen, not the actual restaurant. Nothing wrong with having, you are, you know, in the culinary field. And it's okay if you have a ghost kitchen. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a YouTube show that I watch from time in the past on my homepage. And it's called Upside, where I go and talk to business owners, restaurants, whatever the business is, talks to them, and, you know, ask them how they got started and stuff like that. Right? And one of the people you talk to, the guy out in, I'm not sure, I think San Diego, I think it's San Diego. And I was takeout food for his restaurant, but he does it at the ghost kitchen, so that, as you know, how businesses get bombarded, you know, with orders. So, yeah, and he, you know, he uses his kitchen and place they order, you know, they go get at the ghost kitchen. See, he's not like a chain restaurant or anything like that. He's just you know, business owner. So, yeah. Who else is y'all for your name? So, like, for this, it's a bar, restaurant, but he said, you know, there's no location. It's like, you would have, like, they, like how you say the boondocks. I mean, you need, like, maps to get where we at. But yeah, so, you know, it's a bar slash restaurant, and he said, with the deliverers, he decided to go to his kitchen. Because, right, when owning a bar slash restaurant, you know, you got your bartenders, you know, and you hire, you know, a good cook, gonna cook all the food. But he has kitchens for delivery services only. So if you call and say, what I want, whatever, that's coming from the kitchen. So, as I reported, so he goes, remember the first thing he ordered, and I mentioned to y'all, the first thing he ordered was the drink sandwich, and when he goes to a location where it says Jersey Mike's is supposed to be, It's as Kitchen United, and it's a different businesses than One Ghost Kitchen. So say like you order from Panda just through the Uber Eats app, right? And you think it's coming from actual Panda Express? No, there's a Ghost Kitchen that is making orders. You know what I'm saying? That you order on, yes, it's a Ghost Kitchen made Uber Eats order. Yep. And so next thing he ordered, forgot what the next thing he ordered, but it was from I think it's a popular restaurant, but I can't remember the name that he's in the video. He gets his, he knows that, because stay together, to keep your food secure. Just in case something happened, your food won't spend lots. So I don't know. He ordered some food from a place that's listed on Uber Eats, and just like he would during the nights, he went to the place where he ordered his food from. But the crazy excuse me, y'all. The crazy thing is, when he got his food out the bag, he didn't order TGI Fridays. So when he got his food out the bag, the TGI Fridays tape on the food to keep his food secure. But he didn't order any TGI Fridays. That's not what he ordered. Kitchen, I guess in this case, Ghost Kitchens will be in the curse. Yeah. Excuse me, y'all. Here I go, you're trying to stop it. Yeah. And he was like, I ordered from TGI, but it has this tape on it that says TGI. He goes, like he did with Mike, goes to the location where the restaurant is supposed to be. And lo and behold, there's a big sign that says TGI Fridays. But he ordered from TGI Fridays. Excuse me. Like, the restaurant should not be in no Ghost to be able to get food through. Restaurants are using Ghost Kitchens because one, you don't have to worry about the cost of owning the order. Don't worry about that. And it's cheaper than having a Ghost Kitchen, cheaper than actually having a good restaurant. Having a brick and mortar restaurant. Yep. So when you order a food, it can not come directly from the you picked. It could be coming from a Ghost Kitchen that restaurant is using to get out like the Uber Eats orders, the DoorDashes, the Grubhub orders. Because the guy who owned the restaurant that was doing that, I think he makes it better for them to take out and delivery. Not take out, but easy for them. The same thing you get if you was in the restaurant, you would get in the ghost kitchen. Get in the ghost kitchen. Yeah. See, I want to say a small, but we have Jersey Mike's. It used to be Ways, but it turned into Jersey Mike's. We have Firehouse Subs, our sandwich place. And we have the Chinese restaurant and, you know, other restaurants, but they are like the sit down type ones. Chipotle. And when you were eating all these, like, Grubhub, when you're ordering from these restaurants, has the address there when you're ordering, because you might be ordering, let's say, from a chain restaurant, let's say Wendy's, right? Like, for me, Wendy's in two towns over. I want to say two towns over Wendy's. When, you know, in your order, like when you put in what restaurant, I mean, not your order, but what restaurant, your location, you know, say, you got here, and over here, So, two towns is built for where I live at in New Jersey, and they have Wendy's. Or, there's a Wendy's on 4 highway. There's one on 4, and then there's a third one where, but so take your action of, say, Wendy's, it'll say which what location, right? It'll say Brookfield, that you're ordering from Brookfield Wendy's. I want to say from what is the parameters, but they'll do a list of the differences they have. And when I know, like, if I'm ordering McDonald's, there's a McDonald's in my town, and there's a McDonald's two towns over at Bergenfield. So, when I'm ordering McDonald's, it's usually like the breakfast, and you know it stops at 11. So, you gotta before 11. They won't deliver breakfast that you order and lunch. Well, and like it'll say McDonald's or it'll say Bergenfield, which they know it's not far. It's not. And see, New York is big as far as it's big, so you're gonna work with, I can see New York doing kitchens. But I see Wendy's, McDonald's, you know, doing a ghost kitchen. But you never know. In New York, you never know. You know what I'm saying? You never know. So, yeah, watching those clips of the Inside Edition, you know, it got me thinking, like, I want a lobster. Because lobster is the most expensive, is one of the most expensive things on the menu. I'm not going to order thing that I know I can't afford. Even if I'm paying, I still wouldn't do it. Because you know how you go out in person and say, oh, get what you want. And then, you tell them what you want. Yeah, but that, I'm gonna start having to watch those clips to watch that edition more often. And Deborah North, so the lead host on that. But wow, just think you, because when you order through Uber Eats or DoorDash, there's a service fee, there's a delivery fee, and then there's another amount you came up to plus the tip for the person bringing you your food. Yep. Because the guy, one of the ones about the ghost kitchen, when he went to the location with Jordan Mike's, he had that 1 pound stick on the window, covered by a sign. And when you look inside, because you can look clear, you can clearly see inside. So half of it, the front of it is split half, so you know Jersey might have another restaurant. So yep. So yeah. No. That's good they putting up some game that when you go to these restaurants, you're getting what you actually want on the menu. Because they sell lamb, they be substituting goat for the lamb. And you don't know it. I like it. So you're not going to charge me, let's say $30 for some lamb chops, and you're not giving me lamb. So the guy who does, there was a restaurant, the guy does, where he makes the soup. I forgot the name of his restaurant. He says they buy frozen. If you ever go to the supermarket, you know you see that imitation crab meat. So that's what they do. But they're not going to the supermarket buying it. They have a vendor. But they buy frozen. So the lobster, they buy frozen that they use to make, because if you have to make a big batch of something, you're going to be needing a lot of, and That's a lot to cook up. You gotta cook the lobster. Then you gotta crack the shell, throw the meat out. So yeah, I'm like, and you see by making money for these businesses through donations. I say if you're a person who caters, you're a caterer, it's a ghost kitchen is for you. A ghost kitchen is for you. If you're thinking about getting into the restaurant business, a ghost kitchen is perfect because you don't have to worry about, you know the rent will cost for a regular brick and mortar building than the if it comes out cheaper. Yeah, so yeah. Cater, you wanna start about your own restaurant, get a ghost kitchen and set it up on Uber Eats. You know, but if you are a franchise, you should not be using a ghost kitchen. Yeah. Right, I'm gonna take a musical break and then we'll get more into the show. Let's see here. Let's play something good. Let's see here. Let's play. Here. Play something that I haven't played in a while. I want to hear. I'm going to play the Wizard of Austin Turner. This song is no back to the show.
right now.
Father, whisper. I'm trying to, you know, I be trying to remember things. How you say it, like, oh, talk about this, and then you get, don't remember this, it's too late. This is about to end. So there's a show that's only new. It's called Block Cake. It's good. I haven't watched it yet. Okay, let me look at, I'll tell you about, it's on Hulu. Let me give you some notes of the show, because a lot of people are talking about this for the show. Here we go. I'm already on season 2 already. It's the first time I'm hearing about it this year. Okay, I'm sitting on the synopsis. Well, this is the synopsis I'm getting from, because I Googled. It says here, Bennett loses her brother with cancer and leaves her children. And five holds untold stories of her journey from the Caribbean to America. The story shocks her children and challenges everything they know about their family origin. So these are the people who are in the show. It says Mia Isaac, Chief Covey, Simon Wong, Chipo Chung, she plays Arnold Burnett. And it's already in, they're already in season 2. And let's see here. So I'm going to tell you who's, okay, we got, like I said, Mia Isaac, Simon Wong, Triple Chung, Adrian Wong, Rashi Byron, the Shea. I'm Mary Lyon, Faith Allery, Anthony Mark, Sherman, Rupert Dins, Tom McKay. Those are the people who are in this show. The show. Let's see. I guess, okay, that's it. I gave you the overview of let's see. So far, 8 episodes. I'm not sure if this is, say, if season 2 or if it's season 1. So far, there's 8 episodes. Wikipedia has said Black, well, Wikipedia says Black Cake is a 23 American miniseries about two sisters who learn about their late mother's past after she leaves recordings to them as they go to Jamaica. It is based on Charmaine Wilkerson's novel of the same name. the producer, Open with Mr. Joe Pereira, Alexander Montanus, Carla Cini, Brian Morowitz. Done Apple Films. It's a whole original. This is the first season, and so far, 8 episodes. And the show is called Black Cake. Don't go to Hulu. Don't go on the her own network. Nope. On Hulu. And another show I was told I should watch, Redemption. And not Redemption. Oh God. It's on Hulu as well. And it's a Kerry Washington show. I can't... The name is with an R, but... I just can't... Law. Or that's the law. I can't remember at the moment. It came out, this thing came out last year, and it should be on season 2 already. And I was told, I like cooking shows, and there was a cooking show on Hulu. Watch. It's a competition show, not just, and they compete for $100. I think I'm trying to think what I needed to tell y'all. I can't think of that. But the 20th Culture Business Show, right? We do this show every third Wednesday of the month. So after this one, the next one ain't until January. And it's for entrepreneurs, the artists, anyone something to promote. Right? So anyone something to promote. And, because, I'm scrolling through social media, I see friends businesses. And when you start a business, you always think of who that's close to you to support the business. You always think the people closest to us, means family members, friends, we always think they're going to support our business. What's crazy is, depending on what business that you started, but what's crazy is, for those of you who are in fashion apparel, or you might do a shoe line. The people closest to you trying to buy your craft stuff, or if you are doing shoes and they're gonna buy your shoes, even if it's cheaper than Nike. People are going to, as people you know, they're going to look at it like, it's not mine. something I normally would wear. Hey, yeah. Mhm. Yeah, that's what, you know, in the show, the culture of the show is about. And, you know, friends started businesses, is the reason why I started this show, because they need exposure. You may listen to the show and you hear, hear about such a business, and you say, you know what? And crazy is the people who are not close to us have more people who are not close to us support more than the people that are close to us. Oh, excuse me again. So, it's on the 20th. And I always say, when I always say, you can't make the show. Know an email and send the info in about business, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Always, you know, and you know the info to your business will get meant to read the information about business. If you are an artist, then you send over your music, and music will be read. Play on the station. Oh, gosh, I can't stop. You know. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's something promotable. If you were a porn star promoting your porn tape, I'd be mad at that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, yeah. Yeah, so, that's on the 20th. The promotion is on the 20th. Yeah. Email is rollthis2010@gmail.com. Once in email, as the in the subject, I just put promote business show. So that's why I know this is info for the show. And put your name. So, like, say if you're a DJ, you're going to give your the name, your mama named you, and the DJ names. Because then when I announce you, I say your name, and say you, when you're DJing, you can put this name in. I say even if you're a party promoter, you can, and promote it. If your party is Saturday, the show comes out on Wednesday. So, and those get archived. So, if people go into the archives, they're going to hear, if you can't make it, I'm the one talking about you, or you can't make it, you're talking about your own business. And, well, here and that, people reading it all about your business, and if it's something that's of interest to them, they're going to party. Yeah. They're partying, so yeah. And I thought about doing it out of the month, but then I'm like, There's 4 1 days in the month. Some may have more days than more days than. The next year, January, and that's like the first day in January, my calendar, I don't need to tell you the exact date, but there's no, and don't call in, just talk about your business. For the artists out there, you know, I've done it before freestyle shows, but I'm gonna bring it back to give you artists an opportunity to show off your talent. But then I was like, if I do it for the rappers, I do it for the singers too. I was doing it for the singers. I was doing a person chorus. That's it. When you called into the Pella show, it's supposed to be for like for singers and poets I feel about it, like I said, about it in 2 days a week, but yes. So yeah, I was announcing it, so I tell you that mark it on your calendar. You know, the call is 845-79-356. Write down so you have the right number in. And you're just going to promote your business. Some think it's interview-based, where I'm going to interview you about what you're promoting. No, it's going to be you telling people about your product or whatever your business is, you're going to be the one I guess I'm gonna call tonight, cause yeah, I'm gonna end a little early. I have nothing else to discuss. I mean, there is something else, but that I want to. It's considered Diddy, another charge on him, and I'm gonna talk about it. When we do Six and Road on Tuesday, I will talk about it then, because, you know, read more into it and get the facts. I don't talk about it without knowing the facts. Because like I said, I've said it many a times, you don't want to say anything about something and not have the facts, because they can sue you. Yep. So I want you, as always, is keep rocking with your girl and roll the star. Yeah. You can listen to another radio 78 on many platforms. Just roll the star. The number one place you can listen to it is right here on Block. if you Spotify, just type in "We'll Start a Radio" Spotify, and it'll come up. If you're listening to Apple Music, if you're listening to Apple Music, just type in, or Apple Podcast, just type in "We'll Start a Radio," it'll come up. Either way, at the top, there's a follow button so where you can follow so that you're notified if there's a new podcast. I feel like as a podcast, and you get notifications, you listen. So, yeah. Now, this new show, you're going to come back to Blog Talk, because all shows are archived, and to my artists. Now, I want their music, all genres on the station, and what I'm going to do is hit me up, 20-299-2014, or through the email, www.starting2010@gmail.com. If you want to info what you need to do is a quick, please follow it to a G. Yep. Please follow it to a T. So next show is gonna be the end of experience. That's gonna be 5 PM Eastern Standard Time. Beginning of the lesson in the music. Tomorrow's show, I might go to, I'm not sure, but this show is going to be a great show. So, if you want to support this station, you can support the station by making a donation, and you can do so PayPal. That's paypal.me/roadtostarradio. You can do Cash App. And you can do $roadtostarradio. No amount is too big or too small that whatever in your heart to donate. It's much appreciated. You know some black or clarification. And if you want to donate directly to the foundation, you go to paypal.me. /BLAKOK forever is $BOF foundation. And also by going to the online stores we have, one for all the starters merch.com, and the one for foundation is book forever. .com. BLAKOKE forever.com. And like I said, any item you buy is the money we make from Black Oak Forever stores going towards the foundation. We made the merch store, goes to being the stage going. You don't want Road to Start to go away. You know what I'm saying? And the own saying that it is case to be artists, but not that many. So yeah. So, the 845-277-356, that is the station number. You only call that number when we're live on air. Yep. That's call that number. You only call that number when we're live on air. If we're not live on air, there's no need for you to call that number. Yes, someone Oh, whatever. Yeah. So those are the ways you can help. And it's much appreciated. I'm always going to say I appreciate that you listen to the station, the web platform, this, you know, the platform. Because without y'all, without the artists, without the listeners, they will just start a video. And we've been going 12 years strong. This year is year number 13. And I know, you know, 13's an unlucky number. But that's where we at with it. Yep. That is where we at with it. And so, even always the email, even if you have a show, because we never may want to expand. I'm not expanding. I'm going to expand. I'm looking for DJs who want to play music. Because I already we have enough music shows. So I'm looking for someone who may want to play on talk show. Because we already have enough music shows. So any more of that. But I may be hitting you, so for you DJs, yeah. Like, years ago, DJ Casper Binks sent me, which I still have a board where he did tapes and some all over the country. And he sent me the file, the mixtape, to play on the station. So for you DJs out there, if you a DJ that just play hip hop, or if you a DJ that play anything, if you have any mixed out, you just send me email the mix. Cause I said DJ Casper Binks did it. And I'm still playing, I play it. So DJ, you can always email your mixtape, the soundbite of your mixtape, to rollthestarin2010@gmail.com. That's it, y'all. I appreciate it. I know you're probably tired of me saying that. I'm going to keep saying it to the world's full of. I appreciate you. Peace, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. See you the next show. Hey, one second. Before I log out, before I end the show, I'm going to post so people could check it out. Oh, if you see the show like on Facebook or whatever, just click the link. Just click it. See it posted there. My name on Facebook or in the Roll to Start which you can join. You see it posted there. You could just click on it. It'll take you right to the show. Okay. Okay. Yes. Okay. Once again, one love. Good night, everybody.